Alakaya Yathurun Militangina Tasmai Vancha Kalpataruvasya Kripasindhubdhaivacha Patitanam Pavanibhu Vaisnavibhu Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Nama Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Bhaktya Vihina Paradha Lakshay Kshetvasya Kamadi Taranga Madhyay Kripamayin Swam Saranam Prapanna Vrinde Numasti Charana Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi Najivami Tvaya Vina Iti Vidyaya Radhe Tannay Mama Charanam Kiti Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madhurasmitasyam Vadami Radham Karuna Bharadram Tato Mamannasti Gatirna Kapi At first, I'm giving my hearty expressions and devotion in the lotus of my Gurudev, Nitya Lila, Purushottam, Vishnu Das, Purushottam, Satya, Bhakti, Kalyan, Purushottam. I am also offering my so much Shraddha, honor to the lotus feet of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And also Prabhupada's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. By causeless mercy of the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, we are seeing so many devotees in Poland, a very little country. I was not understanding that there we will meet so many devotees here. But it is the grace of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. They came to fulfill the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and especially of his Guru Dev Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada. The whole world knows Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati as a Prabhupada. But any devotee can know his Guru Dev by himself, know her. But at that time, the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur were giving a special kind of honor to his Guru Dev. They did not like to be called as Prabhupada in India. But anyhow, the disciples of Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, they call Bhaktivedanta Swami as Prabhupada, know how. Anyone can use this word. So when we do Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, we think our whole Guru Parampara from top to bottom. So we can use this word for his Guru Dev. But if any Guru Dev has some feeling that it is used for our Guru Dev, so I should. Then this is another. Otherwise anyone can. Srila Guru Dev, Srila Prabhupada, Sri Pad, all are used for Guru Dev. When I came here, especially today, I was overjoyed to see that that can Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Maharaj came penniless in a ship, Sindhya navigation, having no fight at all, with own torn dresses, a one torn Gita, and three volumes of Manushina Bhagavad. This was Mallidhi. As a satsang. Nothing more. And one yori kartal. And the mantra, 2 months. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, order was. Hari shown a day will come that devotees will preach my this name. What name? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, order. The order of Chaitanya. My name Krishna, my name Ram, my name Hare, my name Gaur. This is go to each village, so in whole body. So Swamiji had not come. Achaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come in this world. Achaitanya Mahaprabhu, any follower, especially Swamiji, has not come. Had not come. To gain something from them. Any rupees? Dollars or pounds or anything. He has come to give. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is really this dhan, reason. That a man can, not a Malli devotee, anyone in which year he will go, whether he went to be tree, grass, animals, man, gods, goddesses, anywhere it will go, it will go in the year. And it will take them towards Krishna, towards God, for which they have come. Not for any worldly gain they have come. Then Swamiji came with not a single when it was phuta hua koi kain nikal gaya, a penniless life. That time there was no one to give swagatam to him. Welcome to him. Alone he came. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna were with him. And his Gurudev and the Guru Parampara was with him. But it was not seen from outside. All were saying that he was alone. But actually he was not alone. Sometimes in the ship he may see like this, felt like this, that I am alone. But at the same moment he knew that Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, all Guru Parampara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, with his whole family, with Sakhis, Lalita, Vishakha and all, Rukmanjari and all others, with Dham, all are here. He felt. So, I am thinking that he has made a platform in whole world, each country has so many devotees with so many mardangs, karpals, with Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Adhyani. So my fear starts not. And I think that in this country there were not single devotee. From India so many persons used to come. But there is no Aikantik Vaishnav. Aikantik Vaishnav is pure. Not pure. ऐकांती कृष्ण एंड प्योर जरा सोमी They may be Narayan, Dwarkadhish, they may be to Ramchandra, they may be to another. They may be pure Vaishnava. Ramanuji, pure Vaishnava, they follow us pure Vaishnava. Dwarkadhish, Radha Rukmini, follows us also pure Vaishnava. But not a country Braj Krishna, Bhajandanandan, Shamsundar, not that. Devotees are waiting for me with Kirtan and Bhagavad and so on. Not 2-3 hundred, but in lakhs perhaps they prepare. One, overwhelmed by this. What miracle he has done. In a very, very few years, if he was more time, you would have done so much miracles more. Now one thing also I think that when he came there are so many obstacles. All eating not only eggs and places but also cows, no? And everything. Doing merry, eating, doing and merry, they don't know who is Krishna, who is the top personality of Godhead. Even there were so many persons, they knew God, and they were praying only that God give me bread and butter, and that's all, not more than that. But Swami Maharaj played a so good role that in a very little time, he would play you, especially for Radha and Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda. Yes. Then I know him from the very beginning. When he met him in Mathura, he was very friend of our Gurudev, of Devi. He came to Mathura and one day he told me a story that when I took initiation from the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, I took initiation and he told that you should preach in Western countries in English language. Then he frequently used to come there to meet Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta. And he read a sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yadajasya anugrahnami harishe tad dhan sanai. The meaning of this sloka is that those who take the shelter of Krishna, Krishna takes his everything and he becomes a street beggar. And if he does not give up Krishna at the same time, then Krishna gives everything to him. So he was telling that I was so afraid of this, that he will take my everything and then what I will do? I am living with my wife, children. Now I am the manager of any medical, anything you know? Bengal Commission. He was at that time manager. No, he was manager. And if he was stuck there for some time more, he could have been the owner of that company. But anyhow, he missed the manager seat and he left hand. He came to Allahabad and he began to meet a priest. His actual organization of producing medicines. And he built a very good Yeah. Begin it there. A factory was opened there, and he, so many persons were engaged to do this. But in no time, he fell. The factory was given to others. Then he began to begin a shop of medicine. But gradually, these also went away. Then he began to do some business with of medicine, very little, little, doing himself and used to sell. And at then that was also gone. And at that time, penniless, he came to our Gaudiya Math, Keshavji Gaudiya Math in Mathura. I respected him. And I knew, I met before to Calcutta, in Calcutta, so I knew. So I did so much honor. Just to prepare myself, chapati with ghee and so many vegetables, and he was so much pleased with me. Then he became bhujam friend. But at that time I was Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj, and he was Abhay Charana, Abhay Charan Bhakti, Abhay Charana. I thought that he was so much good. One Thai person, you should take this one. At one, without delay. At the same time, he told me that a story that I was fearing, that everything will take Krishna and I will be beggar. Now I am saying that I am becoming beggar and beggar, and at last I will be the straight beggar, perhaps by taking sannyas. In the same moment, our Gurudev came from Navadvip, and Gurudev Maharaj also, I told to my Gurudev that he should take sannyas. Guru Maharaj told him to take sannyas and to preach everywhere. An old man of about 99 years, his name was Sanatan Prabhu, disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he came at once and told him, oh, you are fearing, I am 99 years of old, and I will take, if you will take sannyas, I will also take sannyas. Then he told him, yes, I will tell you to take sannyas. Then, on the sannyas day, there was a new occasion to do that.
41.
Kolima.
41.
Kolima. Made dand myself, I wrapped the cloth in that, gave mantra to that Ajay Narayan. I made cloth, Bahirvasan, Uttariya for him. And he did not knew how to wear this cloth and how to do it. Then Guru Maharaj came. And Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, perhaps you have not seen, he began to do Krishna with so many brahmacharis and sannyasis. Then he became Bhakti Vedanta. I was Bhakti Vedanta first, but perhaps he was first Bhakti Vedanta. His Guru Dev Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave him nickname. Abhay Charanar Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Bhakti Vedanta. So he was senior from me. And in sannyas junior to me, in bhakti senior to me. In striking orders. When he used to meet me, he requesting me to do kirtan. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Hari Hare Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Krishna. Especially Tirupamanjari Pada, Sei Mor Sampada, Sei Mor Jimane Jimana. This is. Anyone tells that he did not preach Raganga Bhakti? What will be the greatest kirtan? More than this, Sirupamanjari Pada, Sei Mor Sampada, Sei Mor Jimana Marana. Then no. Best kirtan of ragatmika, what to tell of raganga? There is four difference between ragatmika bhakti and raganuga. Raganu is sadhan bhakti. Ragatma is not sadhan bhakti. It is only in Braja. Golo Vrindavan, not here in this world. But he may be qualified for this. Swamiji has only come for this day. That from Bhadi Bhakti we will grow up and we will go in Sadhan Bhakti and from Bhav Bhakti and from there we will go to Srimati. He has not come only to clear the jungles and not only Harinam, but Harinam, they should realize what is Harinam. Not without any rush, attachment, but with the attachment and with so much a rush that in whole life they cannot leave Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. More and more with taste. Now we are chanting and remembering Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but there will be so much, very rare devotees there who will have taste in this. And if any test will come, then we cannot leave Krishna. They will go, their devotion will go up and up. And it will come to Bhava Bhakti. And after that it will come. So, Swami has not come only to clear the jungles and thorns. He has come to give this day. But he got very little time. And then he was going to give. Krishna called him that your mara kaam ho gaya and your work. Yes. So come on. You should start me here with Raj. So he called. In the last breath, when he was last taking breath, he called me. And I don't know why he told me that excuse what I have done wrong. I told you, I have not done wrong anything. I have done some wrong, I know. To preach something in Western countries, I have told that my brothers doing nothing, only taking their meals and sleeping and living in Brijal, I have told this. Only to give inspiration in my devotees who don't know ABCD of Bhakti. So I have told like this. But I know that they are so much qualified. If they were not qualified, then why I took sannyas from Srila Bhakti Prajnan Keshav Goswami Maharaj? I respected Srila Swami. Why I respected him?